Hey, thanks. This has been wonderful tonight. I have really, really enjoyed it. And I've been blessed. I've been encouraged. I know you have. And I just want to share just a second. I am a stutterer. And all that really means is that I stutter. and I'll share more about that tomorrow. But this has been a wonderful time. Tonight has. I pray for you. This weekend is going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about being with my wife, who is here with us, and I know you are with your spouse as well. And it's going to be good. Rest and enjoy. Wonderful place. I don't get to do stuff like this at a wonderful place like this often, so it's going to be good. But you know, and more than that, what I'm praying more than just being a wonderful time. Let it be a time in my life. And God would do something in my life. You know, you can build a case, I guess, that this time in history is the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive. I mean, we got ESPN, the greatest invention in the history of the world. I mean, this is a great time to be alive. But you know, you can also build a case. This is the worst time in the history of the world to be alive. But you know, in one sense, it doesn't matter. Because in the sovereignty of God, you know what? It's our time. It's my time. It's your time. And you know what? In our history, I'm not sure there's ever been a greater need, a darker hour, a more messed up, crazy, bizarre thing. But you know what the fact is? Here's the fact. Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Our God is still God. He's still Lord. We still have an answer. There is an answer, and his name is Jesus. And we're going to just share a little bit tomorrow about that Jesus. We're going to share Saturday morning about a little pep talk about life, and then Sunday morning about just making a decision to truly rise up and step out by faith and discover not just what I can do, what you can do, but discover what God could do in our lives if we truly trusted him, if we truly stepped out. And you know what? I believe with all of my heart, God still speaks. And I believe with all of my heart, you know what? This weekend, God wants to do something. God always wants to do something. He wants to say something. He always wants to say something. And you know what? He wants to show us something, because he always wants to show us something. And I'm praying this weekend, he's going to do something in me. He's going to do something in you. I'm praying he's going to say something to me. He's going to say something to you. And I'm praying he's going to show up, and he's going to show off, and he's going to show us something we need to hear. You know what? I'm praying as well that FCA, you know, FCA is, I've been involved in FCA since I was 6 years. Well, I was really all my life. My dad was president of FCA. I went to my first FCA conference in Estes Park in 1959 when I was 6 years old. God has used FCA in a powerful way in my life. And I'm going to just share, you know, I was just thinking about this. I may be the greatest example of what FCA does. It's because I was a little kid running around all those fields of Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Estes Park, and just wanted to be an athlete, wanted to be a football player, wanted to be a quarterback, and seeing all these great athletes, and I wanted to be just like those guys. But you know, I discovered these guys love Jesus. These guys are doing life well, and it powerfully impacted my life and changed me. And I'm just excited about this weekend, what's going to happen in my life, in your life, and also in FCA. And you know what? More than anything else, I pray he does something new in your life. Even if it's not helping and getting involved in FCA, we want God to speak to you and to do a whole new thing in your life. But you know, I just pray and believe that God's going to say something. You're going to realize what FCA is, what it does. It's the greatest missionary organization in the world, on the greatest mission fields in the world, the junior high, the high school, and the college campuses of the United States of America and around the world. So it's going to be good. I just got to pray that we'll hear what God says. And it's going to be great. Let me lead us in a word of prayer. And we'll conclude tonight, and then we'll start and just see what God does. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for tonight and the wonderful time we've had here, the inspiration, the music, the worship, which was wonderful, the testimony, how incredible was that. Dennis, as he shared, and just all that we've had, it's been good. And Lord, I'm just grateful just to be here amongst these wonderful people, and how honored I am, how humbled I am. And Lord, I just pray that you'd speak, that you would say whatever it is you need to say to us, and we'd hear whatever it is you tell us to do, and that we would receive it, we respond, and we would rise up, we would step out, we would trust you to do what only you can do. Lord, I thank you for the influence of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the impact in my life and the lives of hundreds of thousands of young men and women who love sports and wanted to be athletes, yet you use the influence of sports to lead us to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ that changed my life. Lord, we know you can change lives. Lord, we know you can change our nation, because Jesus Christ is the answer, and he's the way, he's the truth, and the life. I pray for these precious people. Lord, bless them, bless this evening, bless this weekend. May you be honored and glorified in it, and may we be stirred to rise up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.